We are currently learning Mishnayos. We are Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Yud Mishnayos. Hey, and Vav Chavisha Neskapla. Right? What if I have a barrel and it peeled? Vazeva Shalomedes, but the pitch that was there holding it remains intact. Or similarly, V'chein Kosun Shalmuria Shagasan Safa. Or similarly, you have containers of fish brine. Sealed with a sort of gypsum, and it's over there at the rim. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Matzilim. Rabbi Yehuda says they don't protect. Why don't they protect? Why? Because he holds that you need samid pasul alav, not samid pasul misocho. It can't be sealed on the inside. It has to be sealed on top of it, right? V'chachamim Omer Matzilim, and the Chachamim say no. Samid pasul alav is not a statement of exactly how the seal has to be on top. It just has to be a complete seal. And so therefore, it won't be a problem. Now, Chavish Enikvo Stamu Ashmarim, what if I have a barrel that gets a hole in it, but the sediment blocks it, right? So Hitzilua, the sediment protects the rest of the wine that's inside. Pakaka Bizmora, what if you plug the hole with a vine? So Adshi Marech Menat Stadim, it's not good until when? Until you plaster the sides, because then it's just holding in place based on force. It's not sealed. Hayushtayim, but if there were two vines, so nachi merach menat stadim ubein zmor lechaverta. If the hole is so big, you need two vines to protect it. So that's fine, but it's not the vine until you go ahead and seal it up together. Nasa shu nasan al piatan, or what if you have a board that's placed on top, opening on the opening of the oven. Simeirach minat stadim hitzel. If you plastered it so that there's nothing that comes in or out, so then it protects. Now, what if it was hayushnayim? What if it were two boards? Sadshi marech minat stadim ubein nesel chaver. There, you have to seal up not only between the oven and the boards, but the boards and the boards. Asan besinin. If you try to seal it up. Small little pieces of a sneh, b'shugman, or if you use shugman, shugman is from a special tree called the shigmon tree. Ein otzarach l'mareach min ha'emsa. Then you don't have to plaster in the middle because the sap of that particular thing will be able to hook the boards together in that situation. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.